the wrestling business, when I got in, we kind of changed the face of wrestling. We were the first guys that, I mean, I was 300 pounds. My partner was 270 pounds at the time. And, you know, that were doing things that 180-pound guys were doing. That was a struggle in itself because nobody wanted to do the moves that we wanted to do because we were bigger guys doing them. We've been really blessed in this wrestling business. Hawk and I have achieved things that no other team will ever achieve in the history of professional wrestling. Because on the way of everything is going today, from airlines all grouping together, going under one umbrella, to wrestling businesses are going under one to two companies, you will not have 15 to 20 wrestling promotions again anymore. We've won almost, with the exception of maybe one, every title possible that you could win in tag team wrestling, Hawk and I have won. We were tag team of the decade. We were voted tag team of the year. 7 of the first 10 years we were in wrestling. We just recently got voted tag team of the century. About a year ago. So we've had a very good, prosperous career. And we are proud to say nobody will ever be able to achieve and win the awards we won. Without a doubt, the Four Horsemen with Ric Flair, Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, and Ole Anderson, and J.J. Dillon, the manager, was they gave us our most memorable matches we've ever had. They did more for our career than anybody did in the history of professional wrestling. Every time you wrestle another top guy or a famous star in this wrestling business, you learn something. This is the kind of business that if you think you learned everything in the first year, you might as well get out because there's nothing else for you to do. Well, my best partner is my partner, the Hawk. I mean, Hawk's been my partner for my whole career, and I wouldn't think of myself, couldn't even imagine myself with any other partner besides Hawk. In this business, it's hard because you put 110% in every match. There's certain guys you like to work with more than others, but every match is a special match. And everyone's got its own significant moment, whether it's something that causes you to laugh or you do a great move or whatever it is. Cooperation is the number one thing that makes an opponent a good opponent or someone great to work with. When a guy is willing to do, you got a common goal to make entertainment for the people. When you are willing to, each of you, to sacrifice your body and trust that in that other person's hands, that makes a guy a great opponent to work with. If I knew somebody who wanted to get into professional wrestling, I'd tell them to think long and hard before about making this decision. Today, the wrestling business is totally different than getting in when I got into it. Today, they're going to send you to developmental camps. You may go and be in a developmental area for 5 or 10 years before you even get a break. Hawk and I went through a camp, sort of a camp here in Minneapolis with a guy named Ed Sharkey. Ed Sharkey was the same guy that taught Jesse Ventura how to wrestle. We were all big guys and went through the camp, and Ed really didn't want to get in the ring with us too much because we were too big. Well, Hawk and I still wrestle now. We wanted a few guys that, you know, what we did in our wrestling career is we never got burnt out in one area too much. We would stay in the area for 2 years, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, and then we would go and to Japan for 2 years and come back, go somewhere else for 2 years, and then back to the Orient and back and forth and back and forth. We wrestle now. Like I said, we just won the IWS International Wrestling Superstars Championship. We plan to take that around the world and defend that belt, those belts, I should say. I'm involved heavily in coaching in the area that I am at here in Wayzata, Minnesota. I do football. I've done football, hockey, baseball. I've done them for baseball for 14 years here with my oldest son through, and now my other boy is getting to an age where I don't need to coach him anymore. He'll be in high school for Wayzata, which is a great program. And my daughter, I coach her in softball now, and it'll probably be my last year because she's getting to the stage where she doesn't need me to do it anymore. You know, she needs someone else to coach her. So I'm blessed in that respect because I've always given back to the community. I like giving back to the community like that. I like being part of helping kids learn. I own a gym here. Hawk and I own a gym with a guy named Jim Younger called The Gym in Minnesota in Plymouth. And we help train people, and I do a lot of youth sports training. And a lot of my son's friends, when they need help, they come to me and I ask them questions on training, and I answer them for them, and I take care of things for it. So I'm involved in the community in that aspect. And when I'm done wrestling, I hope to be a full-time coach somewhere. I mean, I know sports. I know the sport of baseball. I know the sport of football really well, and I'd love to be a college coach someday, or even a pro coach, to be honest with you. That's what I love to do. Well, they always say it's never over until the fat lady sings. And when she does finally sing for me and for my partner, I hope that we were remembered in the wrestling business as, which I think we have achieved today, as the greatest tag team that has ever faced any opponent in the history of the wrestling professional wrestling business.